السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to Studio Diaries. This morning I had to talk myself out of skipping class. Quran class again. I've been not feeling well this week, and then I got my period, and it's just... yesterday was just a combination of being sick, first day of my period, just exhausted. So most of it I was in bed, but one cool thing I did was, it was first day of class for a Dawah training done by Building Blocks. And this is going to go on for a couple of months, but it was so nice to be able to tune in from my bed even though I wasn't feeling well. It kind of got me in a new train of thought, and alhamdulillah, it was so beautiful. And then this morning I'm out in the river, at the river bank again. As I was walking out, I watched this documentary of this, it's called Into the Fire. This mom who gave her kid up for adoption finds out that for 21 years, like for 21 years her daughter was missing, and then they were only notifying her now because they found a body and they needed to identify that body, so they needed her DNA because it was like a closed adoption. It's a great documentary about that, and then she goes into investigating and trying to figure out what the heck happened to her daughter. Anyways, it turned out this criminal who had, killed other women, sexually assaulted other women. And you know, when you watch the true crime stuff, it just gets you more aware of the ugly side, the evil side of the world. So today when I was walking to my spot, I was like, I probably shouldn't be doing this. I read my adhkar. It's like, is adhkar really enough? And I was like, I gotta go back into jiu-jitsu, and because I gotta stop halfway and gotta go back to practicing my taekwondo. Because I knew, like, one thing, I wouldn't be this brave to come out if I didn't have some sort of martial arts training. And even when I was doing my martial arts training, I was very conscientious of the fact that it would have been better if our teacher was female, and if it was a female only class. But at my city, that the only thing that was offered was, that was consistent, taught you martial arts, was one that was led by my master. He's Korean, and his school. And I said, you know what, I'm just going to make this an exception, because it's like, at this point, I feel like martial arts is mandatory for every woman to learn with the world we're living in. But still, it just got me thinking about, like, how much of the beauty of the world do we stop experiencing out of fear that someone's going to harm us? And I kept thinking about all the women that I read about that, or kind of watched, and how they're in nature. There's always that question of, like, are you safe? How do you know it's safe? And is anything safe? And so I'm always grappling with this. But one thing I really want to up is my jiu-jitsu training, because Brazilian jiu-jitsu gives you an upper hand, and it doesn't matter how big is your opponent. With jiu-jitsu, you're able to subdue them and hopefully get away. And then the other thing is, the women that were in that video, the woman that got killed, one of them, it was in her own home. It was in her bedroom. It was like, is anywhere really safe? Or whatever is written for you is going to come for you wherever it is, wherever you are, even if you are in the safest place. This is why one of the things in trigger warning, like when people talk about sexual assault and they make it seem it's about where the person is, it's like, no, There's people that get sexually assaulted in the places that are the safest, are supposed to be the safest. So the issue is not about where the person is. But you gotta prep. You gotta prep for those kind of situations. So then I started thinking about all the situations I gotta, I'm like, wait, I'm looking at the river and I was like, an alligator runs out of here, even though I don't think we have alligators in Minnesota. We're not in Louisiana or something. Are you ready for that? Are you ready? And then you start to think, to what point do you let your anxiety give you these scenarios? Subhanallah. What do we know about life, really? I feel like we don't. Remember that week, that space where it's like, you gotta keep going, you gotta keep going. But it's like, this always happens, like when I keep going for a certain distance, I start to wonder, oh, okay, life is good. There's no alarms going off. So it's like that lull. And as I was saying before, you gotta stay vigilant, you gotta keep going, you gotta keep pushing on your routine, even though there's no alarms, right? There's no alarms that are pushing you out of the fire. You still gotta keep going, keep going, keep going. The rabbit would take rest at this point. I wrote a reflection. I don't know if I put it in the podcast, but I wrote it on my website. Talking about how most of my life, I was the rabbit. Because I was fast, I was capable, and I just knew that I don't need to take slow, consistent steps. That I could do whatever I want. Right? Like I could just sleep, play around, and then when the time gets closer, I could run. Because I'm fast, and I could get to the finish line. But as you grow, you start to realize that's not sustainable. And hence my whole trying to switch into thriving mode. As an adrenaline junkie, this calm life is very interesting. Life without, like, oh my god, I didn't get this done, and I didn't get this done, oh, I didn't do this, oh, ah. That used to be for a majority of my life, that was it. I wake up and I'm thinking about the million things I need to get done. But now it's like, everything has its timing and its pace and its space to fix. Not everything, but most things. And if they don't, I'm allowing them to find to settle into their natural part, right? Like when I cook food, when I meal prep, when I work out, I'm trying to let it settle. Actually, working out is the thing I need to start incorporating. Because I was prioritizing other things, but I think now I'm at the point where working out can start to be something that I start to figure out and where I put it. Ah, I miss it. I miss it. My brother called it, it's winter season. It's winter season, he said. It is. It's fall. It's beautiful. There are things about my life I want to transform, things I want to change. But alhamdulillah that I am right now training myself to be okay with the calmness. To not continuously seek chaos. My motto used to be peace in chaos. I used to say, I love chaos. I love when chaos is around me. I feel peaceful when everything is chaotic. And to a certain degree, yeah, there's a certain joy. It's like, wait, everything around me is going crazy, but I feel okay. But this moment where everything is peaceful and quiet, and my brain is quiet. These are the moments I want more of. You could just reflect on God. You could reflect on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation. You could reflect on timing. You allow your brain to be malleable. To not be on some... When I'm like this, I'm not rushing to buy anything. I'm not rushing to consume. I'm just existing. May Allah help our people in Palestine, in Sudan, in India, our people in Lebanon, and all of our people that are oppressed everywhere. Ya Allah, show them that the khair will win. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Maliki Yawm Al-Din Iyaka Na'budu Wa Iyaka Nasta'in اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. Oh, this makes me think about what is Jannah gonna be like? And Jannah's for eternity, and there is no deadlines in Jannah. There's no things you gotta get done. That's the best part. You don't gotta get done this. There's no bills. I just got a bill. There's no bills. There's no responsibilities. And it's eternity. What would you give up for that? Easy. I would give up. Easy. This little stuff that's just got me by the ankles. I give that up easy. No responsibilities. Whew. You are free. Salamun alaykum bima sabartum fa ni'ma 'uqbad dar. Udkhuluha bi salamin aminin. وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلٍّ إِخْوَانًا عَلَى سُرُرٍ مُتَقَابِلِينَ. Oh, and you're not gonna be alone. You're gonna be with your homies. You're gonna be with your people. The number of people I wish I could just gather here and be like, guys, sit down. Stop being stressed out. May Allah allow us to see Jannah with our loved ones. SubhanAllah, guys, I am in Surah Al-Ma'idah. I finished Surah Al-Baqarah, Al-Imran, and Nisa, and now I am in Surah Al-Ma'idah. So the top longest surahs I have memorized. And now I'm in Ma'idah. Alhamdulillah. Go keep going, even though almost every day it's like ditch class. It's like, I'll ditch. Hell no. Alhamdulillah wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Allahu khayrun amma yushrikun. Amman ja'ala al-arda qararan wa ja'ala khilalaha anhara. I'm looking at a river, God's talking about the rivers. I'm looking at the river. There's an eagle floating. ما يمسكهن إلا الرحمن. This is why I want to memorize more of the Quran. Because imagine it's like you're looking at the cone, which is the Quran. It's like the visible Quran, right? You're studying, you're looking at the stuff. And then you can match it with the ayat that you know. This is why you should learn tafsir. This is why you should learn. Oh, look at these two. Two birds. They're like flying so next to each other and so in sync. Their wings are flapping in sync. If they were out of sync, they would hit each other. That's how close they are. Well, good morning. You've been listening to Studio Diaries. It's Munisha Khambar. I'll catch you guys in the next episode, inshallah. Salamun alaykum. May Allah unite us all in Jannatul Firdaws.